Ja, Mittwoch. Ja. Last week, last month of Shabbos, so we started a bit about, talk a bit about Dvorim Asurim Shem Sakona. Touch a bit on one or two of the first things mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. That was the Simon in Shulchan Aruch of Dvorim Asurim Shem Sakona is a very, very short Simon. And it's interesting that up in Blat and Shulchan Aruch, the Poskim don't bring most of the Inyonim which you find in Chazal about Dvorim Asurim Shem Sakona. But what the Achronim bring, if you belong to Sechuas and other Mephoshim. So at the end of last year, maybe I was a bit Makatzer, so I just want to just go with it again in short. We spoke about whether the Shaila of Sakona, of eating fish with milk. Fish with milk. Yeah. So we've got the beginning of the kitzer. The poskim will talk about it because the Bais Yosef writes that one should not eat fish with milk mishum sakona. And come out, all the poskim say, it's a tol satus, tol sefer rather, yeah. The Tos, if some mistake, push it to Tos in Bais Yosef. About there's no issa of eating bosa, dogim becholov. And the Mele, you can ignore it. But there are paskim who say no, says the Nishaz are push zach. And they bring for Kama Gudera paskim that there is a chashash sakona. Both milk and cheese. With fish, is there anything from sakona? So the all can bring is masa mutton backwards and forwards. Er hat chasson sefer zogt, as neman aleinu gadol harifim, the greatest doctor of all times, as far as we're concerned, has been the Rambam, and the Rambam doesn't bring it. Doesn't mention zohar sakona with of fish and milk. Anders dan, de kids is de ganze machtwerk is, of the ikeshitte, of the ikeshitte ledina is that it's not a sakona. And the best thing to say here is the maskona at the end of the kafachaim brings in kufa and gimun, chaim. He says in Sim Pezan here today as well, he says, we're not talking about halacha dekazach. We're talking about refuah dekazach. What is that? Is it a known thing? Does a health hazard have milk and fish or not? Some poskim bring they heard from doctors that there is. Some poskim bring there's never heard of such thing from any doctors. So zuk the kafachaim selamai, we see that it's totally in different places. Some places that's everybody knows. Certain things are. In some climates are okay, in other climates are not okay, and vice versa. So it depends on the mukam. If we're talking about a country where everybody eats it, everybody has fish cooked with milk, so and nobody's got any problems with it. So either you say it's not a sakon in this climate or in this area, or sorry. Yeah. Although you say Shem Shem Hashem, yeah. So nobody likes to be a pesi, but the Masam is another. The Bishas already says in Siman Gimel, I think, that's where all the Chal Shem of Shem Hashem. In any case, yeah. Also Chal. So Nachav Bisla, the Ben Shem is Shem of Shem Mani. So Nachav Bisla Nachav Shais. Yeah. But so maybe Hakel Feinian. I just want to add two nekudas. Thank you. That if you look in the Poskim, I don't want to go to Kansarichs about this, it's going to take too long. Oh, but first of all, in some Poskim you see shteit loshen not to eat fish cooked with milk. In other words, there's no issa to eat fish and milk. No chashash sakona. Sakona is only if you cooked it together, then it's chashash sakona. So that's one shita, one einzach. And then, going back to the whole Indian of eating fish with meat, even, which passes, the Shulchanot passes as sakona. I saw in the Das Torah it brings from Sefer Kona, as the whole sakona of eating fish with meat stopped at the beginning of Ho'elef HaChamishi. As the Shemishdo, the sakona. About the mechanical shalazan of those, we don't know what he means. About Kaponim as a tziruf to lots of other things, it's yesh amal ismoich. So Kaponim, it's how could it feel? So if you have fish, that's like we all know, we get certain sandwiches are being sold with fish, salmon with soft cheese. So this is it's not cooked together, it's only eaten together, actually eaten together, but chanish kan sakona. So made and but see if all the other paskim will say that's not sakona at all. Bavisham, I'm sure you can say achasim sefer, and sachandu paskim. So it's something which the world is nish makpid. Somebody is makpid, and ken shum katanis. It's not a. It's nish kamashigach. So those sotah isab. Although the pashas and the paskim in of the blatt and shochanoch is nish azay. That is what's nageya to fish and milk.
All baked together, that's a quiche.
Same thing. It's cooked together. Yeah, and then we add it as well that the whole shaila is also that's hakamidim. A filatim saloma, there is a makar to say that fish and milk together, or fish and cheese together, we mustn't have. Of a fish and butter, hakamidim is not a sakona. So you can have your fried fish with your butter coating on it, or whatever it is, which you need on it. That's nusakona lekula alma. What's about cream? What is cream in Russian Kurdish? What is it? Gvina? Is it chemo? Is it kola? What is it? Is state as a dora? Is it for yika chemo v'cholo? Yika chemo v'cholo. Anything the Shem says chemo, it means cream. Chemo in Russian Torah, chemo is cream. So mele, that's also mutar. It's just the fat. In other words, you see the fat of the milk is not a chashash. It's only the milk itself. Milk and cheese is made from milk. Yeah. So, I want to show you into something Zach. Under in for sakona with another thing, which is sakona to eat with fish. And this states in your Chazal, states in Atosfos. And then so Rabbi Kivega brings it. Sorry. In Kuf Tezayin, which is our simon that we're learning now, Kuf Tezayin Sifei. There, the Rambam brings a whole list of things which are asur mishum sakona. Rabbi Kivega adds on a few. And bein hadvorim, zok Rabbi Kivega, on the Rambam says in Sif Hei, avachein yizoyer. Person should be careful. We call the Rambam a mevim l'disakona. from anything which can bring a person to sakona. Ki sakant chamir meisura. Zukta vikiraiga. Ein lishtois mayim achar dogim. Davi sakona. You shouldn't drink water after fish. It's a sakona. Vishteitus a toisus. No less, a toisus. Soft pay kama de moed cotton. Santa Dach. I don't know if many people heard about this. Azazazach. Yeah, steht. I don't want to show you the Makkad because it's interesting. So, Tosis, the last Tosis in the first Perek of Mekoten. And that will help us also coming back to the whole thing of the fish with milk and actually even of fish with meat. Tosis brings like this. Kavra, the Gemara says, Kavra somuch le misrichei mali. Kavra, what's a kavra?
Fish.
Okay. We'll soon see it's not so posh that kavra means fish in general terms. Vizman hazeh says toises, toisim sakona le meichal somuch le sirchein. Because the Gemara says kavra fish, when it's just going off, it's healthy. Doctor, but nowadays, without forget, it's a sakona to eat fish is just going off. And then the Gemara says another thing, Mishti alo avuho, the mali, that means you should drink, you should have the father of the fish, that means the water in which the fish lives, you should drink with the fish, or after the fish. Doctor, it's very nishtant, because shem nishtanu, it's not a good thing. Nowadays, Kenzayim, which state in the Gemara is a good thing, it's not a good thing. So the same way as fish, which is just going off, is unhealthy, so to drink water after fish is also unhealthy. So it's a thesis. So that's what Rabbi Kivega brings from this thesis. As a chashash sakona. The problem is, the next shtickle, Tosis, says a different pshat. Oy, shemul naharis bovel, malu leitfei. It's the waters from bovel is just healthy with it, so maybe the waters from other places not. V'yesh mufarshim, then he says another pshat, Tosis. V'yesh mufarshim, the kavra, we say, we, like you all said, that's a non grain tachazoi, we translate kavra as being fish, a general term for fish. Zukta, maybe it's not. Kavra lav bichlal dogim mairi. I'm not talking about general all fish. Vashem dag, there is a particular fish whose name is kavra. Umashuna bedorim elu umshar dogim. It's different from all other fish. The gab of these things, which the Gemara says here. Kedamrinu pei kol abasa. That the Torah is matir one, us is one thing, and is matir in a different place. For it's also along Girusa. The Torah forbade an off which is called Girusa, and Shorlan lished the kavra. But his matir, the tongue of a fish called kavra, is Musa. Because then the Gemara reckons out all those things which are Osa, and that the Torah is given a way of having it, not it, but having something that's got the same taste. Ve'ein nireshe. Can't mean all fish. It's Mishum Sabah that all fish tongues are all the same. Every fish has a different taste. You're going, all the tongues are the same taste? Mishum Sabah is the tastes. And Amai, the whole thing is talking about this, having fish with water is a sakona only with this fish called kavra. I was a Kenzain, as Nishazak probably. Oh, but Rabbi Kivega doesn't bring that bit of Tosis. Rabbi Kivega only brings the first bit of Tosis, right? So it's Choshesh, right? As Choshesh Sakona. That for any fish, you shouldn't have water after it. So it's a very interesting thing. Actually, it's Machmir because of Sufik Sakant. Chamir Sakant means Suresh. Sufik is Sakona. So I saw the Shurim Amsun Baruch Hazokt. That's possibly why people after fish drink Gromfen. And not water, not lemonade, not El Zachem. Yeah, drink Bromfen, because Bromfen is not water. Maybe beer is also Musa, which comes out from him. Or Kapunim, not water, not lemonade. Interessant Zach. Aber weiter, you can argue here that we've never seen anybody becoming unwell from drinking water after fish. So, this, yes, so Daf and Listen. Bifrat is another teretz. The second teretz of Tosfos is that kavra doesn't mean all fish. Yeah. If we're saying that already, I want to bring you back to the whole thing of fish and meat. This whole thing of not having fish and meat together. This whole thing of not having fish and meat together, the Gemara states, what's the case that Gemara brings? Hahi Benisa. This fish called Benisa, here we just now had a fish called Kavra. So the Gemara, Hahi Benisa, Benisa is you shouldn't eat, which has been cooked together with meat, you shouldn't eat. Because it's a chashash sakona. Chashash, dovacha, koponim. Yes, we get a sakona. What is this Benisa?
Not El Sakona.
What's that? Benisa is fish. We just talked before, 10 minutes ago, that kavra is fish. So, but in the same way as kavra is not the general name for fish, like Tosa says here, so there are many mufarshim who say that benisa is also not a general name for fish. It's a particular fish. If it's a particular fish, then you haven't got rafa any other fish. Or I start thinking maybe you don't know what benisa is, if she got to be machmer. We don't know that it's a general term for fish. It could well be, and many poskim, there are poskim who say that another poskim that it's the benisa is a specific fish, which is a sakona to eat with meat, but the fish not. So they all say the same thing. They'll say, emes legaba fish and meat, you can't be make up. Because this hazach was kapaskin shochnoch, hazach kapaskin shochnoch. You can't. There's a cloud. Some of the a cloud that from the Gom that anything which Chazal and Gezukt Halacha Dekizach is a fill of the time is not shaykh, but there's another 100 tamim was concerned shaykh with him. Remember Chavmul getting to Hagon Rav Avraham Govich has been Gezukt that do a Meshchach Mepashas Mishpotim. I didn't find it because I didn't look for it properly. I wrote this in Meshachach Medalton. But so Mekanish Mekaz, Zachar Shet Shulchanoch Mekanish Mekaz. Although where other things are negated, other things was Nishklon in Shulchanoch Nishklon Zachar Shulchanoch. Actually, we can mitzaru sein that Sofer also as Benisa is a specific fish, Kavra is a specific fish. It's not a general thing on all fish. But Meila can make sein, and can sein. That's why the Welt is Mekan. On water after fish. Some mentions in the Mahada, some not drink Bromfen from fish. Bromfen was the Ikechis from our mensch in all these countries. That's going the Ikechis. But Al Kapolim says, and you've got but Sirif also, where we stepped from the Sefer Kona. That's Sirif, you can use it. That's not Nagay anymore, as one I say. But Kapone does I'll tell you, Mila Pele also, because I saw here, on this Gemara in Moed Kotten, Avakazin, in the Piskei Tosfos, on this Tosfos, I think he seems to say a completely different thing. Because it says, "Lishtois mayim ba'achidas dogim, to drink water when eating or having eaten fish, nimnoim, one is... Sorry, what's the word?
Refrains.
Refrains from doing so. Mipnei aninus halef. Not quite sure what that means. Mipnei aninus halef. Covid and cause. Yep, so shvachet and us. Ach leguf marapeh. Other for the body, for the whole person, it's a refuah. So vice versa, this is not a problem for refuah. It's not a problem for health. For the heart, it's not sakona. So how, where the Piskatos got this, now in the Tosas, steht nicht so, the Sach steht nicht ganz. So what the Sach? And I saw two or three achonim on this halacha, which Rabbi Kiviga brings, tzeichen on the Tosas. So, chosh kim shat, don't know. So, chin. That's about drinking. So drinking water after fish is totally. Yep, so a lot of yesham malis like. Some people need an excuse to drink after eating, but often you can't prevent. You've got a good reason. Yeah. So it's looking tasty. Yeah. And just to recap quickly, the whole thing of meat and fish, it's only if they've been cooked, or maybe even cooked together, or cooked in the same oven, according to some paskim. But where we're talking about belias from a keli is not also zecher mutter meikra din. So you have rav paskim to cook fish. So is under the chaynik. They say. But it's, no, because I push it, mini push it. You cook fish in a fishing pan, or flesh in a fish pan. You don't have to, someone says, you need three sets of pans for flesh, and milchis, and for fish. So, Chosein is Shemstaber. However, Sido is halten as Mdafyan machen sein. So, if you hear somebody's been machen, you can't shavek machen. Sido as Azach. Aber, Meikradin, it's nishkinism. Emes, there's another shaila which I can't even talk about, and that is, what happens if you cook meat and fish together in a pan? So cook meat and fish is a sakona. But is that pan now also to use mishum sakona? Zecha machlikus. Rav achonim halten zecha nish. There's not a problem on the usage of the pan. Another says you should kasher it. That's kasher. So. It's one of those things which whatever you do is right, yeah? The sach halachas on you, whatever you do is right, it's useful. Yeah. So, to maybe start a bit, nachazach, nacha inyan from Shum Sakona, which is, I don't want to finish it today, I don't think we'll get anywhere near finishing it, but Sido Azach, which is Negea Mamash Midiyem Beyemai, that's the Shala of Azay. The Shala is, Ad Gemor Zokt, and it's a Pele, one of the Chidushim here, a Freite Kasha, Nish the Rambam brings us, and the Shechunuch doesn't bring it either. So Gemara, two lines of Gemara, just read that to you. Om Rav Shim Ben Yechoy, Tana. Tana HaKodesh Rav Shim Ben Yechoy. Hey Dvorim, Hein, there are five things, Shehu Oysa Oysan, a person who does them, Mischayev Ben Afshoy, he's forfeiting his life. The Dome of Roshoi, and he's responsible for his life. Ho'oichel shum koluf, if a person eats peeled garlic, u'botzel koluf, a peeled onion, u'betzel klufo, and a shelled egg. These are two of them.
Three
of them, yeah? The other two, we'll come to maybe later. Oh, we've got three of them here. To eat a peeled onion, peeled garlic, and shelled egg is Rechmon HaSlam, the Mischai Ben Afshay, the Dori Voreshay. Which has been left overnight. I once said this Sunday morning share. So next Sunday somebody came along, brought me a printout from somewhere. I can't remember, I've probably got it somewhere at home. It's a well known thing that there's places where if a person chalil is not well, they take an onion, cut it in half, and put it next to his bed overnight. By the next morning, the onion is completely black and fafoilt, and the chalil has got rid of his machla. So the onion absorbs all the germs from this person, and so you can see a pistitzel davon by nacht with a cut onion. Yeah, but this state. So the shali is, what do we do with this aloha? It's a big problem. The sense situation is a very big problem. And how serious is it? On the one hand, as I said before, the Rambam doesn't mention it. The Shulchanot doesn't mention it. Just like the Mugam of the Rambam, the Braisa. Bli chaylik. There's an amazing Rashi here. Again, what does the Gemara say? Chamisho devorim hein sho oisam mischai v'nafshoi v'dumi v'roshe v'oichel shum koluf, that's peeled garlic, u'botzel koluf is a peeled onion. And then it says beitz klufo, a shelled egg. And hashreisim mashkin mezugim shover alayim alayla. If a person drinks a diluted mashkin, like wine, something diluted, which is over alayim alayla. Zogt Rashi, umischai benashoi, sorry, next Rashi, shover alayim alayla, hakul hukoi. It refers to all the items mentioned before. And Rashi reckons out what are the items mentioned before. Ashun, ubotzel, umashkin, garlic, onion, peeled garlic, and mashkin. And what happens to the beitzel? But he doesn't even bring the first four. We've got the Braisa state first, a botzel, shum, koluf, botzel koluf, ubetzel klufo, and then a shesim mashkin mezugin. Rashi says the first two, onion and garlic, and it jumps out, it jumps over, he misses out betzel, and it goes to mashkin mezugin. Which one? Your mezugi, which one goli? It's called peledik zach. Yeah, the Achronim talk about that. Well, what's the geshein with the egg? Yeah, so here, this new shas, the new Gemara, states, b'solim achirim, no yisafu beitzah. In some solemn state, beitzah. The Gemara said Beitzer. The Shaila is, why does Rashi miss it out? So the Chayyim is trying to say, Rashi stated to see, oh, it's a mistake, something missing. So in the old regular Shas, though he used tilmids were printed, nobody says anything. Kind of gormished. Yep. That's the answer to Santa Zach. But these are things which are happening all the time. People have boiled eggs and shell them, and all of a sudden they said, I'm not using them tonight, they put them in the fridge, and they want to use them tomorrow, the next day. Are you allowed to use them? Yeah, are you allowed to use them? Do steht im Schreiben and Ashrei. Is Martinai. So maybe let's just address the problem of eggs, because like you just mentioned, eggs, what eggs? Cooked eggs or raw eggs? Or both? What?
You can't shell a raw egg.
Oh, so you can't, the chayyim say, a base of klufa and call it and with a raw egg. How you kill it for raw egg?
It could be a boiled egg.
So you could, sorry?
It's got to be a boiled egg.
Yes, yeah, but then, forget, then does it mean only a boiled egg? And the raw egg would be musa? So they bring your eyes on that, they're going to bring your eyes that it can't be a raw egg, because I'm willing to tighten, people ask shilas on eggs. So I'm all going, I remember here still, a few years ago, people used to come along with trays of eggs. Yeah, with you know, open, got shadow blitzer up, and then he's come not shadow then. So, and what happened if you didn't have anybody to ask the shadow from today, and you had to wait till tomorrow? What do you do? So you left till tomorrow. So, yeah, I'm really excited, and they lived in villages, so there was nobody to ask in their village. So they went to the Stutz, and Dalton went up to Rov, from a Rero, and then the must defend the shadow. So they left overnight. It was good, a massive chalyim. Yeah, it's very unclear. Very unclear. It's mazit the poskim. It's there in Ishkolo. The Mitzri Yitzchak read Bariches about it, a few places. Talks about peeled onions and shelled eggs. So I'll show you about shelled eggs. In Shabbos, steht also am Meister. In the Motche, in Shabbos, Perik Chalgolu, Nishal Rabbeinu Meir. Rabbeinu Meir, Maram Rothenberg, from the Gerst Rishonim. So he says, he was asked, an ugois hatinoikois, on the cakes that the children had, shekoisim maleim oisyois, on which one wrote letters, the tevois, and words, ich oichlim oisam hatinoikois beyontif. How comes that one allows the children to eat them on Yontif? Yontif, Mamdoch HaShmei, this is also got to do with Yontif. Yeah, so what's this about in the middle of a shikl? This is talking about the minig, which did in Rekech, another Rishonim. The minig was that children who became three, since Shua's time, all these children came to Shua, and they were given to eat cake with psukim written on, special psukim, so school of chachma, and eggs. hard boiled eggs, and also wrote psukim, sort of pasuk on the egg. He wrote it with, let's say, edible ink. Didn't bother with edible ink in those days, but edible ink. The heishi is the answer. First of all, if it's also moichik beyond it with no is the reisa, the moichik now not slichtig for the Shabbos. Aber es ist der Rabbanan. Aber with a child, you know, chishish, because kotten eichel leweilis, ein bezim mesuvin olam lafrishay, heichel lo esafil ale biyadayim. So you don't give him the issa the rice, the issa to do. You give the child and the child eats it. That's not bechlal the issa. Also ich steht in Matre, in the Matre himself. In the Haggos here, in Chudush Yom Shashem, sagt er, and what's about the egg? You give them a shelled egg. Why are we not chishish for Ruach Ro? In the Gemara we see, it's a sakona to have a shelled egg. So she says for two reasons we're not worried about it. First of all, maybe it's not shchiach. Dilma le shchiach b'neinu. Yeah, that's maybe Ruach Ro is not shchiach nowadays. Bemis, that's a sora which Morgan Avraham writes in Sim Kufan Gimel. The shach state shavuz not dilma. Dilma, aber lach steht klar in der Gemara, das hat kein Dilma. Nicht wadai. But then he says, Inami ksav ud yoshale matzil. Because you wrote words on the egg with ink and writing with ink, that's matzil from the Ruach Ro. Sholoim ha'oni me'er ben boruch zal. Yeah, that's the Maram Rothenberg. So first of all, we see from here, Megavim Bepashtus, that this Issa, this child of Sakona, of eggs that are shelled, is Zicha talking about boiled eggs. At least, by boiled eggs Zicha. Asher also, by boiled eggs. And then we see another Chiddush, that if you've got a boiled egg, and you've shelled it, and you want to matzel that egg from Ruach Ro, there's a first answer. Write a couple of letters, in the Ksav Asher, I don't know, Ksav Asher Midafka, but that's the letters you can read from the Noshra Kodesh Oisius. It doesn't say it's got to be Psukim, whatever it is. Although on Shavuos, it was Psukim. They had specific Psukim. If you look at Rishonim, you look in Rekeach, you look in the Kolboy, and Kama Rishonim, who bring the Seder, of the Seder on Shavuos, what they did. So there's a ganz of Psukim of them. So this is, from here we see the Makar, the whole. Yeah, the whole thing is of this minig. She's doing the matzchen in Perik Klagolu. So that's a way to save the onions from the eggs from getting a problem of leftover night peeled. There's other ways. The pos can bring. There's a smack. Sefer Mrs. Cotton, Kotza. As the smack says that if you mix it with other things, why they're not chayshish? Because they mix breadcrumbs with it. Breadcrumbs with the eggs which have been mashed up from before Shabbos, so it's okay. It hasn't got a problem of Ruach Ro. And we see in Kama Poskim, smack is going to we see in Kama Poskim they say that if it's mixed with something else, shatnished. Oibazoi, that's a makar why people take on that one of the kashas is how can you prepare eggs, mashed up eggs from before Shabbos, how can you prepare them? So the answer is, just the answer, the smack, the famous smack, and other poskim say that, and G'day Lachoinim bring it us, that if you have, If you already mashed up the egg from before Shabbos, you can't write on the egg. Maybe you got the whole egg, so you write a few letters on the egg. So that covers the whole egg. Where if it's already mashed up, you can't write on the egg. But there's nothing, just put in a few crumbs. Mix in a few crumbs, it's a good egg. So that's not a eater for mashed egg. Yeah, so even if you've mashed up already, so mix some crumbs in it. When do you do that? Before the end of the night, because the Ruach Ro is shoyla the end of the night. Reshit the pasuk. So meila, as long as you've done that, you've mixed it up with the crumbs so before the end of the night, or even some pasuk say, I think the smak says, even if you mix eggshells in it, yeah, just make sure you don't eat them. I mean, which kind of you do, eggshells, mixing eggshells or anything else. You mix the crumbs in the eggs, that takes away from the ruach.
So I mix it
enough. I mix it enough, so it's not good enough. You've got to add something. You could add something. Add oil or schmaltz, whatever you use normally. Something else. There's got to be something else. You can't, yeah. Each one's not good on its own, so you should add something else. Or salt. Add salt. Yeah. Demis is, as that's one of the big shilas in big establishments where they need large quantities of eggs or onions. And you make large quantities, and they want to buy them ready peeled. To employ people to peel the onions and the eggs is an expensive business, especially when talking about moistus. It makes a lot of difference to the budget. So that's the shaila which Mitzisov talks about here, and other possible. In the Bemis, Mitzisov looked as man can make a zain, and Rav Ozan looked like chazoyim, can make a zain. It's a big expense. I have said, come and make a zain. Yeah. Not everybody agrees to that. This is Yadua. This Yadua as a Klonsburg Rov, Zechon Yerucha, as a shaf tshuva against that. Helped Meshumah finish. He said something very difficult to swallow, but he said it. And looked as Rechmon is so height. We see Azayfil of the Jain Machlis, Felch Machlis says, because we're not nizah in not eating things which should be left overnight peeled or shelled. Azay is the Kosmo group, a langa chua. And he's very, very machlis, very machna. So that brings into question a lot of things. We've got a lot of things we're using. For instance, we use garlic powder, onion powder, these are Zachen. What's the heter? It's quite scary. Yeah, it's a frightening thing. What's the heter?
There's a closed container on top.
Sorry?
A closed container doesn't help for that.
Allah's own self in a closed container, yeah. It doesn't help a closed container. Yeah, the vart is, I'll tell you what I think the vart is, that. And that's where there's a chilik between eggs and the other things. Eggs, for instance, a cooked onion will have a shayla. Is a chilik between a cooked onion or a raw onion? And a raw onion. Vice versa, a cooked onion or cooked garlic is nish b'chal. So only if it's raw. Push the bench like me. I can't go so quick. Yeah, so meila, if it's cooked, l'chora ashatnished. So if you buy garlic powder or onion powder, wet with the hersha, definitely the hersha, because sometimes they can put in it a free flowing agent which is treif, and you don't always know that it's treif. Got some long chemical names for them, which makes you think off the chemicals, right? It's a mistake a lot of people make. See a long chemical name with more than 17 letters to it. It's kind of a problem. Yeah, it's kind of a Gita problem. That was Bemis, the problem for many years, which people didn't realize, was salt for Pesach. Yeah, salt for Pesach, people think, what's Kanzaim with salt and Pesach? And salt, one of the ingredients in the free-flowing agent is chumas, or can be chumas. Nobody knew about it because it just had one of these long 27 letter names in the chemical, and it must be all right. In America, they heard that it's being used here in England, they were quite horrified that people were using it. It's all been sorted out by now, but it took quite a few years. Our Kaponimus is. So if we'll accept that if they are cooked, or roasted, or whatever it is, the issa goes away, there's no issa. So maybe when you come to using powdered garlic or powdered onions, they've gone through a process of heating, which is like a kind of roasting process. Memela, it's not kenisa. You agree? You shouldn't agree. Because who said when was it roasted? Made a shell them yesterday and roasted them 2 days later, 3 days later. So the val, they've been left peeled overnight. I'm not talking. Boiled eggs is ichel also. I've just not showed you. Boiled eggs, health nish. Yeah, I'm not talking now about garlic and onions. We can see zichachilik. So I got a copy of a letter from the Volovarov Shlita from America. He's very big into this, and he was Mavara. He was Mavara that there's no such thing as these things being left overnight unpeeled, because they're very mak. Because once you've left them overnight, they lose flavor. They lose the ganze zach. They're always very makvid in the goyim. Very makvid to process onions and garlic into a powder, which goes through the heating process, like a roasting heating process, boy boy. They will not leave it overnight. That's what chazok hazoi. I'm not brief. I've not looked for it. Just now, I did not have to look for it, but I can find it. I can show it to you. So he writes varichas that that's not a problem anywhere. And therefore, mekens a philosophy. That's a chazoka. As up to the rule. So mele. Garlic powder and garlic and onion powder comes down all right. Oh, what about eggs? So eggs also, then Mr. Dalchu would do a mechsitzchok. To Rav Moshe Zev Halevi Palak. Yep, sons are dying in Antwerpen Hunt. He also brings, I think he brings here, that some people say the whole issa of eggs is only if you haven't got the white with it. But with the white, it's not shayla. But that can't be accurate, l'chora, because of the whole issa of myself shvus, with the eggs, that's a chaz the white, l'chora. So we can design as alach, the chaz fiket and the chaz of the maram ben boruch. No. So he says that if you add salt or sugar in a large quantity, is nearer the gamma machmirim yesh lahati, and that's what you just said. You will come arrest for that. And so he says, oh, and he says another thing. There's a brings on the kutim in the Sefer Tamam in Hogim that if he says if you mix, it's actually it says mix salt into it. And I thought he brought here the smack. Oh, that's right. So he brings the smack that the yesh v'yodom she'enom oichim shumin klufim shukukim b'shavus v'shachis. Yesh enom choshim, there are those who are not choshish for that. Why? Because shelechem uruv b'soicham. Yesh mesimim klipas hashumim b'toicham. Or some people put the peel of the garlic in the crushed up garlic. So it's also shmira. Zeicha shmira. Yeah, so you can put a few peels of the onions and also into the mixture. Volska heat. Yeah, it doesn't say it's got to be mamish mixed up with every bit of eggs got or every bit of the garlic or onions got something mixed there. Yeah, so maybe there's always that. There's no ifalim. So maybe if you can help it, you should do that. You should do that. So those places who make who have. And there's lots of that around liquid eggs with a hechsher. It's more of a commercial product, not a retail one. But there are retail. You can get retail small things of like little cartons of pasteurized eggs. They those with the hechsher will have put into it either more about 2% of salt or 2% of sugar, and then use it for whichever type of thing you need, sugar or salt. Why 2%? Because 2%, because bit shishim is, although it's such a converted this really, because here we're talking about something with a strong tongue. For shishim is 1.56%. That's a bit of shishim. So if it's more than shishim, or less than shishim, I don't think it is. If it's of salt or sugar mixed in, it's not both of a shishim. It's not both of a shishim, so that's misakin it. That makes it usable. And so that's one of the reasons why on all those liquid eggs with a hachshir, you know, you'll see on it whether it's got salt or sugar. And you need to know if you want to use it for your ice cream, you take the one with sugar, not the one with salt. So you know how to use it according to what it is. So this is one of the haterim for. That's the way you can get out of this problem. But that's when you have it, and that's it in that way. But what happens if you need to order half a ton of peeled garlic? Peeled onions, moshkiach. What do you do? Am I going to write, start with Bochin Afshin, go on every onion as chickle? Yeah, or kuf your test up, yeah. What do you do? Yeah. So the Teretz is, Yashar Milismoich. That means if it's a tzoich rabbim, that tzoich the rabbim, and normally it's a tzoich mitzvah as well, so you can use it. Although you don't have a good idea, I'll ask him, Chusun Klosberg Rove, I can't tell if I reckon everyone out. I'll look at Mechasitzcha, the Shevet Halevi, and other Pasun Zogun, thus you can use it. If there's no other choice, there's no other way, you can use it. So there's mukham to sort it out. Yeah, there's no vegan as it. So some people buy eggs in tins. Yeah, tinned eggs. Hard boiled eggs in tins. So it's been cooked and it's in water. Does the fact it's in water help? Kenzan? Yeah, so on a mushroom, if you peeled your eggs, shelled your eggs, and you put them in a container and covered them with water. So they're mixed with water now, to an extent. So it doesn't go into the egg, it's mixed with water. Does that take away the chashash? Kenzan? And kenzan might be enough for that, because you've got poskim who say, like we just said, that even without, if it's into large quantities, you need it for tzorich rabim, or tzorich mitzvah, you can do it even without anything. It's culture, if there's water in it, how rather comes a chalaz and chayr. I'm saying the chayr, that's when the door shattered up and praying. Of the chayr comes a chalaz of the. As I can tell you from the Maschons of Paschim. But what a lot of people think, like somebody said before, some people think if you cover it in a metal keli or so with a lid or whatever it is, that doesn't help. But there's another thing that can help. State as in Mishavur brings it to Bemis in Simon Dalet. In Simon Dalet, it brings a Malbim. Don't state that you shouldn't touch food before you've washed Negelwasser. You shouldn't touch food before you've washed Negelwasser. That's one of the big problems in bakeries, where the Yidden who work in the bakery are not dafka makpid on washing Negelwasser when you get up in the morning. And they handle the bread, they're baking bread, they handle it. Are you allowed to eat that bread? It's been handled by Yidden who have not washed Negelwasser. So, it's one of the children carrying the David about that, the role from Satan before the war. Ezukt, Vinishvi, any worker who comes in to a factory to work, he's got to wash his hands, to clean his hands. That washing hands is mistaba, usually it would be enough of a washing to be yetsa, the inyan of the tinsidayim. And therefore, they won't ask for the bread. Azoi Ezukta. There's another eitzah. The eitzah is, and you can't do it with bread, but the other eitzah is, if it's other foods, like potatoes, these kinds of things, wash the food 3 times. Wash it, you can't do it with bread, obviously, but you can do it, say, with potatoes or with onions, whole onions. You rinse them over 3 times, and wash the food, negelwasser. As I state in Mishabura B'Sham Malvim. So, $7, have a look. So Mela, that's another Eitzah. That's Eitzah for things like shelled onions, peeled onions, that kind of thing, or even garlic. You can rinse them in water. It's not Eitzah. So that's not Eitzah. It's not Eitzah. No, it's not Eitzah. Yeah, in the bakeries, so what? You want to mach me, get these chavre to wash nagel vasa before they start. But then you've got to be there before them. Yeah. So we see there are quite a few options and things that can do to get out of the problem. Yeah. Okay, so we've got to still talk a little bit more about this, Meshem. So we'll add on towards Machalina's Shavua and leave it to next week to finish off this Nukud. Right? Say that.